So a friend of mine was telling me what rhymes with orange. And I was like, you stupid. What doesn't rhyme with orange?
Porridge.
What?
Porridge?
No, what?
What?
What rhymes with orange? Porridge. What does not rhyme with orange?
With the, oh, everything.
What does not rhyme with orange? The word what does not rhyme with orange. That's over your head. All right, whatever. We back.
We here.
And I meant that in like two literal senses. Like, we're back on the next episode.
What was the joke?
My friend said, what rhymes with orange? And I said, no, it doesn't. Because I was talking about the word what does not rhyme with orange.
Okay. I had to get that. I was like,
all right. Welcome back to the podcast. We're running a little slow on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Figuratively, literally. We got back from a wedding.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Our good friend Brooke got married, and we were really happy that we got to be there for her. And
I love weddings. This is my second wedding ever in basically like a year span. So
yeah.
I'm on a roll right now.
Yeah,
keep it coming.
You had two weddings in like less than a year.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it. And before that, I'd never been to a wedding, so I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, weddings are fun. If you need a plus one, like, bring me along.
If you need a wedding crasher, let me know.
Yeah, we started the dance circle.
Yeah, always.
Like,
always
started. Literally, like, started the dance circle. All right, you had a couple questions about, I think you're going to lead this one, right?
Yeah, so when we was talking about the wedding, it had me thinking about our futures and like what our dream weddings are and like our perfect spouse. Of course, we're not going to get our perfect spouse. Like, that's
right.
That's almost impossible, but we can dream, right? So I'm thinking that, and then also what would be, you know, everything tied into it. Like, were you try to get a home or something like that. So
right. So let's start from like the beginning part before like the wedding. I guess.
Or no, like, let's start with dream girl, because of course.
Okay. You get your dream are we talking girl, about then, like girls that like the kind of girls we like our types, or are we talking about like
a girl you will marry? Like, in hindsight, you'd be
okay,
like,
okay. So if you saw this,
if
girl
she had this personality, even body, like even physical.
Okay.
Features,
so if you were walking down the street and you bumped into this person and you had a small conversation, you would know that that's the girl that you'd want to marry.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about like love at first sight type of thing?
No, just like,
okay,
someone like, it can be a mix of both. So
it could be someone we know.
No,
I'm joking.
No.
That was funny.
So that was funny. About, like, physical features, like, of course she's beautiful, but
right,
like, you
the physical say, features that you like,
right,
and then their personality
matches. I mean, it in
like their type
it
of personality
heightens their attractiveness.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you go first on this, because I'm still kind of unsure like what you're talking about.
So I'm talking about basically, so I'm looking, so I don't really care about, well, I do care about physical, and you gotta be fucking attractive. But I don't really have...
Hold up. Before we get a bunch of flack for that, like, we strictly want to point out that what we think is attractive is not the same as what other people think is attractive.
But, like...
Well, no, because I don't want people thinking, like, oh, they're just looking for, like, skinny people. Are they looking for, you know,
plus size? No, I'm saying people, there's things I'm attracted to that you're probably not attracted to.
Yeah, but I'm...
So, like, I'm saying, that's why I said I have to be attracted to you. I never said, oh, this girl is...
Right, but, like, you know, I just want to throw that out there now before someone gets the words twisted. Someone's going to get this twisted up, and they're going to be saying something else.
Well, at me. I don't care.
At him at KiwiEasy.com.
No, KiwiEasy taught you well on Instagram. Go ahead.
Throw in the hashtag, and we'll vote on it.
Yeah.
Press one now on your phone. No, I'm joking. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm looking... So, people think of me as a, you know, because I'm tall, like, I want a tall girl. That would be nice, but that doesn't matter.
Like, around your height? Or, like, above 6 foot?
No. I don't want I mean,
no, because like you said, that would be nice. Like, are you talking about like someone that's like taller than?
Well,
like, average
if boy? I let's say for instance, I put my arm around him, I'm not leaning down like trying to put my arm around. Like if I put my arm around, I'm like it's a good.
Okay, so like good, average than the average girl height.
Yeah, no,
or taller average. Than yeah, taller so than the like, average girl height, like 5'6", 5'8".
No, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10".
Okay,
that would be a good, not right. a good height.
I forget how tall you are sometimes.
But ladies, don't get discouraged. I like all types of women.
He likes them real big and juicy.
Oh my god!
I forgot the rest of the words to that song. I blanked out.
Busy battle. So physical. That doesn't really matter. Like, I don't really have a preference, but your personality. So I was talking to one of my best friends who's a girl. I said that I feel like a girl I would marry is a girl who can push back and, you know, say things that's on her mind all the time and not afraid to express what she feels. So, for example, if I say something, she'll give me pushback and be like, no, like, why do you want to do that? Or, hey, let's do this instead.
Like not like a girl that just says yes all the time.
Right. I don't, I feel like that relationship would be boring. Because for me, you know me, like, I'm very, like, low-key. I'm down for whatever. If there's two people like that in a relationship, that, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, just based off, like, your friends alone. Like, we've talked about this before, you know, we're the kind of friends that'll call you out on your shit.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, bring you up because of that.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, the yes people, like, the yes men, like, those kind of people in, like, our lives aren't really our close friends. Like, we have those friends. You know, and some of those friends we keep at, like, a certain distance. You know, I think
that... I've told you, like, I don't... You know, they're cool to be around, but, like, they're not our best friends.
Right, and I feel like that falls in line with, you know, like, who you're attracted to. Because if you had a girl that just said, yeah, like, all the time to do stuff,
I
like...
I mean, that's... We talked about this before in the last podcast. Like, there's been... Like, I enjoy you guys' company because you guys tell it... Real, you know, you guys say what's real all the time. I know if I say something or do something, you will tell me your exact opinion on it. You're not going to sugarcoat. You're not going to say, hey, bud, like, you should do this, you know?
No, yeah. don't do that.
That's not a good thing. You'll just be like, that's not it, bro. Or why are you doing that? That was lame.
Yeah, okay. So you want a girl that, like you said, will push back. And kind of, like, challenge you to either think differently.
Now, don't get
like,
me wrong. If you're just challenging just to challenge, that's going to be... But if... I just want... I just don't want a doormat as a...
Right. If it's in a logical way, right?
Yeah, okay. I just don't want a doormat as a wife. Also, you got to be able to laugh. Please.
What do you mean, like, got to be able to laugh? Like, laugh at, like, jokes?
There's a lot of girls that are boring, so... You'll be talking to them, and you're trying to make conversation, and they're just like...
So you're looking for, like, a bubbly personality.
Pretty much. Like, let's say, for instance, I'm hanging out with you guys out at a bar. She'll be able to hold her own if I'm not there.
Okay.
So she can be able to talk to y'all or, like, any...
Not necessarily a social butterfly, you know, but, like, somewhere in the mix of, like...
Right, yeah.
Bubbly and, like,
so
I can, like, talk with people.
Well, you're very good at talking to the girls.
Yeah, I can speak words. Yes. No.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm serving all sorts of... All right, go ahead.
But let's say even Taj, who's the most closed off, if he starts talking... She starts talking to Taj and having a good conversation. I might look at her and be like, oh, she might have potential.
Hey, okay, girl.
Yeah. Because you know Taj. He's very, like, closed off.
Yeah.
About a lot of people.
Taj is weird because, like, there's times, like, he doesn't want to talk to anyone. There's times, like, he's talking to everyone.
I know.
And I'm like, but who are you?
Right. So, also, I'm trying to think, too.
So right now you got, let's see, someone that you could put your arm around, you know, but obviously the height doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your own personal preference on, you know, attractiveness, like physical.
Right.
Kind of a bubbly personality, you know, can hold her own, like in conversation.
Right.
Can logically challenge you on stuff, you know, not just to challenge you, like, not someone that's just going to fight just to get the thrill of, like, a fight or get a rise out of you.
Correct, sir. You listen. You're going to be a good husband.
I'm dad material. What are you talking about?
So, that's the idea of it. You want to talk about yours?
Okay. Height's never been a thing for me. I've talked with some girls that were like 5'8", 5'9", right? But I've also talked to girls like about my height, you know, a little bit shorter than me, a little bit taller than me. Like, that's never been a personal thing for me. Obviously, like, I got, like, my preferences on things, you know, and that's not something I really want to dive into right now. But they got to be able to, like, laugh at all my stupid jokes, you know, or at least some of them.
Right.
Because I tell really bad dad jokes. Like, all right, I will admit some of those jokes are really funny, but they go over people's heads. Like, Kiwan's nodding his head right now. Like, no, my one-liners are funny.
No, I agree. Them shits. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? And now I got,
But I'll deliver, like, a couple one-liners here and there, you know, that'll kill it, you know. Or if I'm on my shit, like, I'll start saying jokes. All right. Because when I'm with someone, I'm always, like, joking around with them, whether it's, like, poking, you know, or, like, turning them around, like I'm very affectionate in that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I are like hanging out, not you personally, but like if a girl and I are hanging out, you know,
like, are you like turning?
I had to like very. I had to.
You turning a new page here, man?
Hey, no, it's the same book. Same, all the chapters are the same. No, if I'm talking with a girl, and I'm going out with her, and like mm-hmm. I don't joke around with her, chances are I don't see her as that way. If I'm sitting there, like, playing games with her, like, you know, like joking around on her, like, making fun of myself to, like, you know, get her to laugh, like, that's a good sign that I'm, like, really attracted to them. Like, I have no problem clowning on myself to, like, try to impress a girl that way.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I, like, the more she laughs, like, the more, like, I get into it and, like, the happier I get about it. So, that's, like, a big thing for me. They gotta be positive. That's a huge one for me.
Your ex was not positive at all.
Like, if I get that, you know, you have bad days, and I get that you can be negative, you know, sometimes.
That's fine, but if you're negative and you're trying to find something that's when there's nothing there,
right?
And I'm
pretty sure we talked about this of like just being positive and like looking up essentially, and like don't look at like all the bad things, like. You got to be positive and like a lot of different stuff. We talked about this a little bit earlier today about like our age gap, you know, from your age to my age, mm-hmm. you know, and then some of the people that we talk to, like it's a huge difference because some of the people are so young.
Yeah.
You know, I naturally look young and like naturally attract people that are younger than me, you know. I'm not like looking for it all the mm-hmm. time, you know, but it happens, you know. And there's times like I'll talk with them like, oh, they seem like a really cool person. And then like I get to know their personality and like their thought process. And that's like, I can't do that. Like, because I'm no longer in that mindset anymore. Like I'm past that. I'm moved on past that. You know, just like there's some things that like you'll bring up and I'm like, yeah, I did that like 3 years ago. I went through that like years ago.
No, I feel you. Know?
But it's like it's nothing on them, nothing on you.
I go through that too. And I'll be like, because there'll be cases I'm like, why is she thinking like that? Or... Why does she care about that right now? And then you're like, oh.
Right. Like my ex was like a big thing on that, and I battled her on like a bunch of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I tried to like plan out, like listen to like what I'm saying because I went through that, do it this way, you know, and then something would happen where she didn't do it, you know, she's like, this happened. I was like, that's exactly what I told you was gonna happen. Right. You know, or like she did listen and like something turned out better and she's like, oh, this happened. I'm like, that's exactly what I told, like I'm not saying this just to say it. Like, right. if I'm dating you, if I'm talking with you, like,
your best interest.
I say some things that, like, people don't want to hear, but it's because you need to hear it, and, like, that's what's going to happen. Like, I have, like you said, their best interest in mind. So that's a huge one in my book.
Yeah.
If you're always negative about a bunch of stuff and, like, you're always bringing yourself down or even bringing me down, Like, I can't
that's,
do it.
That's part of my list, too. I forgot to mention that. You have to be positive.
So, yeah, I got, like, you know, just a good sense of humor. Dancing's a huge one for me.
I mean,
like,
that's tricky, though.
Let me put it this way.
Have you seen?
Well, let me put it this way. You have to have rhythm. Like, you have to be able to find...
Even that, like, that's tough.
But you have to be able to find, like, the rhythm for, like, any type of song. Like, you can listen to it and go, and, like, just kind of... Even if, like, you're, like, two-stepping or, like, swinging your body back and forth. Like,
I can see that, but, like...
I'm not talking, like, full-on, like, you know, you doing, like, solo dances or choreography dances. Like,
God. That I was about to say, how many times have we went out?
No.
How many girls have we seen we like...
No, but I'm talking, like, you know...
I can count on my fingers.
Because I love to dance. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and especially if, like, there's a song that comes on that, like, I really love or, like, I thought about, you know, and or, like, I relate it to that person. Like, I want to dance with that person. Right. So even if they just, like, sway to it, like, I can dance with them to that. If they got no rhythm, you know, at all and they can't even sway to the beat, like, that's frustrating for me. It's, like, super, super frustrating to the point where I'm, like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because... There's been a couple of girls, you know, that I tried to dance with. And I'm like, I can't even dance with you. Like, I can sit there and talk with you. That's fine. But dancing is not the thing that we should be doing. So, that's a big
one. Most girls know that. That's why most girls are hesitant to dance.
And, like, it's so hard. Because I'm like, don't look at other people in the room.
That's what they get. So, they'll be like... What do they think if I look stupid? I'm like,
no one gonna care.
I don't give a like. Do you think I care? Right. So that's the thing about dancing. You're not supposed to care what people think. That's how you become most confident in dancing is when you're like, I don't care what this next person's gonna say about my dancing.
We'll give you the best example ever. Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
There's that guy. That when we started dancing there, or when I started dancing there, he could not dance for shit. And what he did was he always hung out with us every single time.
And let's slowly... put that in quotation marks, hung out. Like, he stood around our area.
Yeah, he floated around us, like, every single time for the longest time and copied our moves, you know. And so every time he, like, went into a circle, we're like, what are you doing? He still does that. And we're, like, looking at him like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah. But stop. Yeah, he's dramatically gotten better.
He thinks so much better, you know, and like some people like would laugh at him and everything. Now people are like hyping him up, you know, because he's doing it and they know him. Like, that's the same thing like with dancing. Like, it doesn't matter if you suck, okay? If you come up to me and you're like, look, I suck at dancing. I'm like, all right, cool. Like what do you need from me? Like, and you go, I want to learn a dance move. Cool. I will teach you that dance move because I've been there, you know, and I'd love to see people grow. I'm all about like... pushing people up.
Mm-hmm.
2019 is going to be all about growth in every single aspect. Like,
yeah, we told them.
But like a lot of those dancers will teach you like a move or like how to do stuff, you know, or they'll hype you up and make you feel better about it. Like there's a guy over there that he used to come all the time and now he like doesn't come anymore. He's like that popper.
The older dude?
Him. He's good, too. He only comes on, like, a Friday, though.
Yeah, he comes on random days.
It was, like, the guy that we saw at the Purple Martini a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. He's dope.
He's a really good popper. And, like, every time him and I see each other, like, oh, yeah, come on, dance. Like, I don't dance anywhere on his level because he's super creative with his dances, you know. But, like, he's always there. He's like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't think of that move. That's pretty dope. Like, to hear stuff like that, like, that's cool. You know, your dancing has gotten, like, better also, you know, because you asked me like, well, how do I do like, you know, that wave or like do other stuff, and like you're starting to incorporate that into your dances, and I'm like you got it.
You know, that's what, see, there's certain aspects like I'm confident in some type of dancing, but then there's other one I'm like, I don't know shit about it, so I just keep doing it until I learn it, like remember when I was like, how you do the shoot, you like,
yeah,
you do it like this, you do that, and then I couldn't learn it from you. No offense, but I was just, like, trying to...
Well, like, you said that you had to go home and practice it yourself. Like, and that's fine, because sometimes you can't learn it on the spot. Right. I learned to shuffle within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to shuffle at all. Literally was at, like, an underground rave in Oakland, and I was, like, told my friends, and they're all, like, you know, doing glove shows with, like, fingers, right? And I was like, I'll be back in 30 minutes. I'm going to go learn to shuffle. Disappeared. Came back. And I was like, guys, I learned how to shuffle. And they're like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah. I just asked a bunch of dancers how to do it. Copied what they did. And now I can get it. Right. And now like I add like more stuff to it. Which you guys should check out the video because I posted that video. Yeah, and then my friend really posted a video. And that got like another like 2,000 views on it, which was dope. That blew my mind. Shout out to Rain Raps. He was the one that posted a video on his page. Yeah, super cool. Super cool guy. He'll probably be on the podcast at some point in the future.
I'm down.
Back to what we were talking about, because that was a huge tangent.
That was.
well, because like, there's a bunch of stuff I had to get off my chest about that. Yeah, so a girl that can like keep rhythm, right? Okay. So like, the height doesn't matter to me.
I said height don't matter to me, but I...
It's like it, you would like that, you know, like obviously I would like, you know, a girl that's like my height and like kind of short, you know, but like that you've seen like the people I've talked with, you know, like they've all different sizes, you know, different heights, whatever you want to call it. So like my spectrum from it is because I connect more with like who they are and like their personality. Sure. So at that time, like that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't until later, like, when I start talking with them more, like, stuff happens, you know, that, like, really tests it. And then those times, it's like, no, we can't make this work, you know, for whatever, for X, Y, and Z reasons. So, yeah, that's, I guess that's our girls that, like, we're into. What was your next question that you were talking about?
Dream wedding. Like, where, what things you will have in a wedding, how you will set it up, just stuff like that. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my dream wedding is definitely got to be in a like hot tropical place. Just off my head, maybe like Hawaii. That would be dope. That my wedding is going to be a party. For sure. There's some weddings where it's just like serious and like I just want people from start to finish to be like, that was the best experience I've ever had. Definitely I'm gonna be a shit show. Like the first dance, I saw today's first dance, it was cool, it was cute. But we gonna work, we gonna have a actual choreographed dance.
Right, okay.
That's gonna be cool.
Bust down Tatiana.
Right, nah. But, you know, we might have to do that. Bust
that
down.
That was 5 years ago. Let it go.
Bust down Tatiana. I'll probably do that. We were talking about suit, like tuxedos too. You said gray will be yours.
Yeah. The color. I don't know, like,
what color.
Whatever suit that the guys are wearing. Girls, obviously, like, they're gonna choose their own thing.
But
we're not gonna have like any say in that. But like for me, I would love a gray suit. Like a charcoal gray, you know, or like even like a lighter gray.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably the lighter gray. I like that better. Like what we saw today.
Yeah.
Like that color, like, cause that's like a universal standard almost. Like black is like overplayed. I don't want that. You know, I want, well, talk about you. We'll talk about me later.
But yeah, I think I want black. Like, even though it's like the default color for like grooms and so I will definitely have black. Then we was talking about too, I was thinking about like the first dances and like dancing with your, you know, mom. That's gonna be a tricky thing for me because I was telling him earlier I don't have any women like at all to even have a dance with or say a toast or anything like
that. Right. So traditional weddings, for those of you that don't know, a lot of it is the first dance, it's usually the bride and the groom. Nobody dances on the dance floor until the bride and the groom has their first dance. The second dance after that is usually the father and the daughter, like the bride, right? And then the third one is usually the son and
the mother.
You know, or like the close female family member, you know, vice versa with the bride also.
Right.
But for those of you that don't know, Kiwon lost his grandma and a sister within like a month span.
Yeah, basically. Even before that, I lost my mom at 16. So
yeah, so
those are the only really women in my life, and my grandma didn't have a daughter, so I don't have an aunt. So I was thinking like, well, who's gonna do that with me? But Jorge said him and the fellas might come up with something, which I believe.
I was thinking about it a while ago, and I told you this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it'd be something where it's like, all right, you know, like, they would still, like, call you out there, you know, and it'd always be, like, a mistake on the DJ's part. Like he didn't know. And, like, I know people would be looking at the DJ like, what are you doing? No, like, cut that out, you know, and then we would come out and, like, all, like, kind of hug you and, like, or, like, do whatever, like, arms locked or whatever, yeah, and, like, kind of sway, you know, something like that. I'm sure, like, the bridesmaid, like, there'd be some girls that you're close to, you know, and they would all go up one by one to dance with you. Something, like, along those lines, I think, would be, like, yeah, well, what would happen.
Yeah,
like, obviously, said, we're not planning for this now, you know, or any time in the future.
Yeah, like you said.
I wouldn't tell you what would happen either, you know.
Of course
not. And I know your ass would be like, I forgot about this, you know. But we'll I would...
come back to this episode.
I would definitely find something to make it more touching, to make it, like, fitting for that sense, like, at the time, whatever... wherever we're at and all that. And I'm sure, like, Ahmed and Akilo and Taj would have something for that, too. No, you know. Sure. But moving on from that.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
So, you want it, like, on the beach in warm weather.
Yes.
You want to be wearing black with all the guys, too.
Guys wearing black. Wearing black.
And
it's going to be a party. It's going to be an event.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey.
Hey.
You want a choreographed dance with your wife.
First dance.
Do you want it like one of those like where you guys start off dancing and then go into choreography, or like everyone knows that you got a choreography coming up?
No, I want to surprise people.
Okay.
I hope you forget.
I mean, that's kind of hard to surprise people. Like, no, we expected Kiwan to be dancing like that.
Oh, you know me. Like,
oh, if she does the shooting heels. Ooh.
Ooh.
I'd be like, hey.
You be like, that's why she married him.
Yeah.
That's why she married him.
That's my best friend.
But yeah, that's it for the wedding. That's all I can think of right now as far as the venue and like how I want it set up. You got any?
Right. I've always wanted like in a forest cabin.
Oh.
Like that kind of wedding.
Yeah. I didn't think
about that. I saw one of my friends spin a wedding out in the forest, and it looked awesome. Like, I don't know, it's like the whole wood setting, because it's just away from everyone, you know, and it's not that traditional beach thing where, because I grew up in California, you know, so I would see the beach probably more times than like you've ever been to the beach. Mm-hmm. You know, and like one of those, like, all right, it's kind of like played out to me, you know, because I've seen it so much.
No, for sure.
But like a forest one was always like something that I always thought was really cool. I would always want to do it in like the spring or the summer.
Yeah.
Because I want it warm.
Yeah.
Obviously. So even like when the night rolls in, like it's still like, it's kind of warm, you know, and like people are like, oh yeah, I can sit outside comfortably and like hang out, you know. I want like an inside outside area, you know. So it's like the wedding thing would be all outside, you know, and then inside would be all like, you know, it could be like dinner guests, whatever.
You said in the spring, right?
Spring or summer. Like when it's like a nice warm weather. Yeah. Like even like in the like the cusp in between.
Yeah.
You know? So like outside, like people can go hang out, you know? Like there's like, you know, like the music from like the inside's kind of playing outside also, you know? So people can kind of like hang out.
That sounds dope.
Like something like that where it's like it's laid back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like people inside can like party if they want to, you know? Or like kind of just hang out, you
right,
know?
Right.
I just want people to like...
have a good time.
Yeah, like, I want people to spend, like, almost the whole time there, but, like, go, oh, yeah, like, I love that. Like, I loved everything about it, because it was, like, you could dance if you wanted to, you know, or, like, we just hang outside, you know, and just, like, I talked with, like, people. I said I wanted my suits gray. I've always loved that just, like, lighter color, because it's just...
I can see that.
It's, I don't know, it's just more fitting in that sense. I got a lot of black already, so, like, black suits are fine, you know. I think every guy should own a black suit. But I think for, like, wedding attire, I want it gray. One of my good friends, actually two of my good friends that I went to weddings for, both of them wore gray suits. And I was like, yeah, you guys are clean as fuck. Like, that shit looks good. And so that's, like, part of the reason why I won it. Because I was like, if you guys look like that, yeah, I know I'm going to look good too.
Wearing a gray suit. That's why I say I can see you wearing one.
My first dance, I want it like traditional, but she's not going to know what the song is.
That's tricky though.
Like, well, no, because it's just a slow dance to a song. You know, so yeah. Like that first
song. Are you going to like choose a song you guys resonated with?
It's going to be a song where like she's going to hear it and she's going to like just like ball her eyes out too. You know, and like you guys are going to hear it and be like, oh yeah, that's their song. That's definitely their song. Like I want it that. Like I want it kept secret from that. Obviously like her first dance with her dad and then like if she has a dad, whoever that person is. Right. And then my first dance with my mom. That one's going to be hard on me. Because it's always just been my mom and I, so I know I'm gonna have a really hard time with that. I would also hope my grandma's there too, because I'd love to have a dance with her. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's one of those things. Was like, yeah, like I'm the one that's kind of married. You know, and like you know your great grandchild like eventually is gonna come. You know, but I'd love to have my grandparents there at my wedding, to, like celebrating it. Even if I have to drive them myself all the way up to the wedding venue, I would do that. But yeah, I think that's something like I always kind of wanted. You know, it's weird because guys don't really talk about like those kind of wedding things. You know, like the whole masculinity thing, like amongst like our cultures.
What do you mean, like talk about like?
It's like because it's like seen as more like a feminine thing.
To like plan and like
yeah like I mean like even like just have like preferences even just ideas of like the wedding like
well what do you feel about if like your girl wants to control most of everything about the wedding? I wouldn't have a problem with it.
It depends on what it is. Like I'm lenient to a lot of different things. Obviously like I want to make her happy, like that's the girl I'm marrying, you know, so I want to do everything I possibly can, but I will like I'll be like yeah you can have that, but I want this venue, like this is the venue I want.
So, you know, meet in the middle, in a sense.
Yeah, like, I will, like, lean, like, I will have, like, set things that I do want, but it's going to be, like, a really small list. And everything else is, like, you can make the color, like, the napkins pink if you want to, salmon, like, I don't care. You know, you can invite as many guests you want or as little guests, you know, open bar, yeah, sure, we'll find a way to pay for it, you know, like, whatever the case may be. Like, I just want to say, nope, this is what I want, yeah, you know, yeah. And then would, like, fight my case, essentially, like, no, like, I'm dead serious, like, we can get married, but it has to be here, you know, in this kind of thing. Or, you know, the reception has to be in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with you. There's got to be like maybe 3 or 4 things where I'm like, nope, this is final. You can fight me over it or what. But other things like
we get a divorce then. That's right. What's going to happen.
Fine, we ain't getting married. I do truly feel like marriage is for women anyway. Cause for me at least, you know me, I'm like, okay, I'll call myself cheap.
Well, I mean, the whole wedding thing doesn't need to happen. You essentially go to the courts and you get married.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
so
this is just a ceremony of like, we're celebrating like your guys' marriage, right. And we're making it like an event. Like we're making an event of that day.
Party.
Like you can literally go to the court. You can grab a girl right now, like want to get married, and she goes, yeah, and you go to the court. Well,
yeah,
and like
obviously I know that.
No, but I'm saying like it's you know, the day should be special for both of you, not just her. Like so, there should be like
I feel that, but in a sense, at least for me, I wouldn't like mind just going to the courts and then let's just have a party at a house and celebrate there. But I know girls are more, they more dream about, hey, my dream wedding, like this is what I want, this is what I need.
Have you thought about like this kind of stuff before, or is this like the kind of stuff that's like bringing
it's
up
bounced,
now?
You know, it's bounced through my mind where I'm like,
what? No, because I'm asking like, is it something that like you've like really put like a lot of thought into?
As like, far as marriage? Like marriage?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Okay. Like, so, like, because I feel like it's going to change. Because I feel like you say that now, because I was in that mindset, you know, and it wasn't until my first ex out here, you know, did I really consider marriage, you know, and, like, really consider, like, settling down and, like, going through that. And, like, that was a whole process in itself. Like, I was, like, I was at work going, like, fuck, I can get married, like, in 2 days. Like, I can get married in a week, a month, like, a year. Like, that shit's kind of scary.
Right.
You know? And like to think about it now, it's like, yeah, I see myself with this person, you know, and like, yeah, I could see myself getting married with this person, you know, like, and that stuff, like, I've thought about it like constantly, like for years, you know, so like it's built up.
Like,
you know,
we talked about before where we're in two different mindsets. I keep forgetting that you're not my age, you know, even though we're still close in age, but 1 year is a dramatic difference, you know, because you can, that's 1 year of experiences compared, you know, to me. So I keep forgetting about that. So I do believe you that my view on marriage and like everything regarding marriage is going to change eventually.
Right.
And so, it could be the same, but at least I will know when I get to that age.
Yeah. I'm going to bet my money saying that there's going to be some changes where it's like, no, I mean, I don't want to do a house. Like, let's do like a venue, like type of thing, you know, or like, let's all go to like a concert, you know, or like celebrate at Red Rocks. Like, I think that's where it would fall.
I was just saying house, just saying like, it could just be like low key. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't have to be the big, hey, let's go to Peru.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I was thinking like more like, yeah, like we're all going to go to a concert. Like, we're all going to get on a party bus and go to a concert. You know, like, and it's the music
be totally fine with that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like that would be more along the lines of, like, instead of you going, like, no, the house is played out. We do a concert. You know, like, I'd see more of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it'd be like, no, we're going to get, like, a small, like, venue hall, you know, and, like, have a reception over there, you know, and just, even if it's, like, 30 people, like, cool, that's 30 people that we're all, like, celebrating in this area, you know.
Probably the closest people anyway that need to be
there. Yeah. Or, like, I just... That's almost tacky as it sounds, like, even at Mile High, you know, because, like, we know enough people over there, you know, like, oh, you got married today? Like, that's dope. Like, let's also, like, stuff like that I think would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But, yeah, like, I'm sure, like, even the 90s Snap event, like, I'm sure Eric would be like, oh, yeah, like, let's spin for this, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't see, like, a lot of stuff as, like, gender stuff anymore, or, like, it's fixated to like one specific gender, like opposed to another.
Mm-hmm.
I just stop caring like what other people think, as far as like.
I'm like that too. I'm just.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm just expressing in general. Like, it's just. I think about like wedding stuff all the time. You know, I sit there and like I fantasize like, yeah, like if I dated that girl, I would do this. I would do this. I would take her on this date. I would surprise her with this. You know, like. Obviously, like, when I have first dates, you know, I'm like, fuck, I can't say too much, you know.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, but in my head, I'm going, well, you know, this is what I would do on our second date. This is what I'd do on our third date, our fourth date. You know, like, I would take her here because I know she likes this. I would do this for her because I know she likes this. You know, like, I want to do this for her, you know. And it's, like, it's tough sometimes, you know, because, like, you don't want to come off too strong, you know. But at the same time, it's, like, how far do you want to push it? Because if you don't show like enough interest, it's like
right, falling and then through. They'd be like, "Oh, I didn't know you liked me." Like, right. It seemed like you didn't like me. So, it's a very thin line.
So I'm like, that's like my thing. Where it's like, damn, some of these girls really have to go through this. Like, fuck,
right?
Like, that's hard. Because I know there's a couple times we talked about girls, or like we've talked, you know, amongst each other about girls. Like, yeah, that girl's crazy. You know, she came out way too strong. It's like she's probably feeling the same way at that time. Like. Oh, I should do all this, you know, because I know, like, he'll really like this, you know, and we're like...
And they're going based on past experiences, probably.
Yeah.
We've talked about it, you know.
Yeah, past experience is a huge one on that. But every person's different. I mean, you could take a girl and get her, like, McDonald's chicken nuggets, and she's like, I love you. Like, that's the best thing ever, you know, because that's what that girl likes, you know. Or sure. You could take a girl to, like, you know, the zoo, and it's like, I love animals so much, you know, how did you know? And, like... That's like essentially both of those are like kind of cheap dates, you know. And then there's some girls like, no, you got to take like to a steak restaurant, you know. You got to take her out to sushi every now and then.
No.
If I really liked the girl, I would, but it wouldn't be all the time.
But my thing is, well, I'll let you get back to it. But my thing is, if I'm paying for the date, I'm going to at least pick something that shows me that hey, I'm like taking initiative to find something. If right. I'm asking, hey, do you want to go here? Do you want to go here? The girl's going to be like, so, like, you're not going to put effort in it? That's what I've heard from women. Like, if you at least try to say, hey, we're going here, Let's go here. If she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. At least she's going to respect you more because you said, hey, we're going to go here. This is what I want to do today. But rather than, what do you want to do today? Or, hey, like, do you feel good about this?
I feel like those talks are, like, after you're in a relationship. You know, like, hey, like, what do you want to do today? Like, that's, I feel
Like, you're fully committed. Even then, my ex-girlfriend, she used to say she felt like she's always taking charge. That's why, that was part of the reason
Because my thing now is, like, it's like, hey, do you want to go on a date to this place one day, like, when you're free? Like, that's
how that's I That's different. I'm talking about always asking, hey, do you want to go here? Do you want to go here?
No, I'm saying like instead that, of, like, because I learned from like just saying, hey, do you want to go out on a date sometime? I go, hey, do you want to grab dinner sometime? You know?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Like, because like I'm asking like, and then I go, okay, like, it's like I have these places like we can go to, know? Yeah. And, like, I always give choices on that. I always like trying to do stuff that's unique and not like the common thing. I know. Like, the movies are like kind of played out, you know?
It can be, like,
but I mean, like, I feel like
I talked to girls who really like movies, and there were, especially, it was recently, there was like this one girl who really loved Queen, and we saw the new Bohemian Rhapsody movie, and she enjoyed it, and
that's like a situational type thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it also depends on like what movies are out at that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want to say like, it's like, if you know there's nothing, I'm like, yeah, we can go to the movies, I guess. You know, like, I want to be like, hey, you want to go play mini golf?
No,
you know,
no,
it's
no.
Like, everybody's like, wait, your first date went to mini golf? Like, yeah, we went to mini golf. There's that hatchet throwing thing now. Right. Like, something that's unique that, like, they probably wouldn't do normally.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could be like, yeah, I'll, like, totally go for that. There used to be the broker's bar. It was a bank vault turned into a bar. And it was in a bank. Like, you'd walk into the bank and then walk downstairs. And I always said that, like, my first date, like, when I, like, started, like, dating more out here, like, I would take over there. So my ex at the time, right, I was like, I want to take her out on a date. They closed it a month before I could take her out.
Really?
And I was like, God damn it. But I always thought it was, like, a super cool thing because it was, like, super low-key. No one knew about it. Like, even a lot of natives were like, I've never heard about that place
before. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It was really cool. I'm sure there's, like, pictures of it online. So the Broker's Bar, it's in Denver. They're closed now. They're no longer open. But they had, like, a bunch of stuff. Like, they had an entire wine room. Like, and the shit was, like, I think $200 to rent out the whole room.
Really?
Like, it was, like, damn. Like, this place is high-end, you know? But it's hidden. But it's, like, really cool. I went there, like, with the guys, like, just randomly. But, yeah. If the girl's, like, sports, that's a big plus for me.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
I love, like, I guess kind of showing off. When I play sports, which I think is like most guys, you know, that play sports, they're like, oh yeah, my girl's watching, I'm gonna show off, you know, I'm gonna put a little more effort into it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's something about like it boosts my confidence a bit. And I'm sure, like, I'd hope so, that they're really happy that like they watch me. One of my exes used to go with me to my Sunday games because she lived so close. That was out in Aurora. And she sat with me a couple times. She's like, it's like, yeah, like, I loved, like, watching you, like, out there, you know, because, like, there's something about you, like, doing stuff that you love, like.
Yeah, yeah.
When you watch, like, your significant other or, like, a girl you're talking to do something that they love, like, there's no better feeling than that.
I don't really know.
Hopefully. I'm telling you, right?
I'll feedback off that once you're done with yours.
It's like,
I have something to say about that.
Okay. You're like, no.
No.
But no, it's one of those, like, if a girl of mine, like, really loves, or a girl I'm talking to, like, really loves, I don't know, golf, right? Mm-hmm. And we go mini golfing, and she's, like, super excited about, like, every little thing. Like, I love that, you know? And, like, there's times I'll sit there and, like, stare, you know, and, like, they'll turn around, they'll go, what? And I'm like, nothing. Like, I just love, like, this whole moment right now. Like, that's those moments I feel good about, you know? And that obviously, like, bumps it up more on, like, I can see myself with this person in the future, you know, because I know, like, that's a big thing that they like. Whereas, like, if I take them, they're like, oh, yeah, that was cool. That was fun. It's like, okay, I feel like that's a huge miss. Like, I really enjoy this. I know you don't. Like, if I take a girl to a baseball game, you know, and they're like, like on their phone, you know, like sighing, you know.
Oh, no.
Like, it's like, all right, well.
I'll never talk to a girl who's on their phone a lot. If they're like, show me a picture, or, hey, my family members called me, I need to talk to them, cool. But if you're on your phone just like scrolling through Instagram while we're on a date, that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it varies on like different things. It's situational. It's a situational thing.
If you like, were
because
on Instagram, that means you're trying to entertain yourself when you're next to
a date. But I mean, like, there's times when, like, I feel like if you're starting to date that person or talking with that person, you're gonna hit like a block, and you have to find.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like first dates or like second dates where you're trying to get to know the person.
No, okay. I'm talking like later.
Okay, that's fine.
Like
that's
third,
fine.
Third or fourth date. Like
okay, yeah, that's fine. Were you
first grown date? Accustomed? No, first date. My phone's face down on the table.
Yeah,
you know, like, so like they know where my phone is, and like it's I'm not looking at the screen.
That's
whatsoever.
What I was saying. Like you're trying to get to know the person. You're on Instagram. That's not a good look.
Yeah, no, I keep my phone away from myself. First, second dates minimum. Third date is when I kind of like do it more. Because it's always one of those things like, yeah, my first, second date with you, like, I didn't even touch my phone. It was sitting right there. And then that's when, like, if they are on their phone on the third date, they're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, like, let me set that aside, too. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, like, a conscience sense for, like, them to realize as well.
Yeah.
And it obviously helps the relationship. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So the thing I'm kind of freaking out about is all these girls I've, like, dated and interacted with, I've never had a beyond surface type of relationship where, let's say for instance, it wasn't about looks, would I still be talking to this girl?
So not like an emotional connection.
Right. It's not like a deep...
You had a physical connection with them. You didn't have any emotional...
It has to be... It's been strictly physical. That's what I'm afraid of, because the things I've been hearing you say, like going to their games and or doing seeing something they love and you feeling good about seeing them do what they love, I feel like I wouldn't feel that same way. I'll just like, oh, I'm going because
okay,
I
so
want to get something
right
from this. After
now,
you know,
you're looking for the immediate thing.
Yeah, so you know,
and I'm playing.
It's not like a, can we say spiritual? Like where, it's deeper than physical. Where
yeah, you want an emotional connection with someone, as opposed to like
I'm saying I've never had it.
Yeah, I'm saying so, you want an emotional.
Oh connection yeah, with of course. That's how you. Eventually you're going to get married.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I'm kind of...
That's what I'm saying. Damn it.
Fine.
So then it drops back to, like, think about where I met certain people and I've, like, started talking with them and, like, getting close with them. And then think about where you've met people, you know, and, like, talked with them. You know, it goes back to, like, people say, like, you're not going to find your wife in a club. You know?
Well, I agree.
Like, I mean, if you do, like, all
but
the power to you.
There's been other girls I haven't met at the club.
Right.
And I'm still like, no, like, is she fine?
So but I mean, like, you're in a different mindset now.
Yeah.
Like, this year you've been in a completely different mindset, and you've shown me that, you know? So maybe start changing up, like, how you do stuff, like, how you say stuff when you're interacting with those people.
I know, like, I agree. I was just saying.
No, but I'm saying, like, that'll lead up until, like, that stuff that I'm talking about. Because... Like, I've told you, like, I've gotten to a point, you know, in my life where I was like, I could get married, you know, you're saying that you've never really thought about it that deep, you know, so that's a different form of, like, a relationship, you know, not to say that your relationships were, like, any better or, like, worse than what mine was, you know, because that's your guys' thing, like, I'm not going, I don't know, that one doesn't look good, like,
right.
But, like, that's the stuff that I experienced, like, it was, like, spending time at home with them, you know, like, sleeping over at their house more than my own house, you know, meeting the family, like getting to know the family, like being part of the family, like traditions type of thing. Like that's like a super deep level. I'm talking like years, like in like one fixated person, you know, whereas like it's not like a short-term thing where I've had with like some girls, you know.
The last girl I was messing with, that was getting kind of like that where like she maybe meet her like mom and mom's like boyfriend, and she was having me come over a lot. So I was like, I thought that was on the path, but a lot of things happened with that. But I do want it, like you said, and I'm hoping for it, but I'm going to keep that in mind where you said you just got to be in a different, you got to talk a different way, or is that what you basically
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, you got to change. Like, my way of thinking,
approach.
My approach now, it's probably not going to pull like one night stands. It's probably not going to pull that gratification thing.
Uh-huh.
Cause there's a lot of times like I have to change like the way I talk with, you know, girls or whoever I'm talking to,
yeah.
You know, especially if I'm in the club, it's like,
oh yeah,
probably not going to pull like, you know, like a one night stand with the way I'm talking, you know, cause I'm so friendly about it, you know, or I was like, I want to get to know them and know them more and like kind of move over there. Like if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, that's like my mindset, you know, where it's like the way you talk, you know, you kind of go like, it's like, nope, going for the kill, you know, which like I said, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, it's just the mindset that I picked up and that I've stuck with, like, that's where I'm at. You know, the mindset that you picked up, like, you're still learning like a bunch of other stuff that you can do with that mindset, you know, and you're showing it. I mean, your growth from last year to this year is like tremendous. Like the growth that you had when you lost your grandma and your sister, like, that's a big thing too. Like that adds to like, you know, your life and your mindset on like how you view different things.
For sure.
Like this year, like if that didn't happen, like if you didn't lose your sister, I don't feel like you'd be as motivated to do stuff as you are now.
That is true. I definitely admit that if my sister was still here, I probably would be in the same mindset I was last year.
Right. So it's like, those kind of things change your mindset along the way. Like my past relationships and like my experiences with those things, that's changed my mindset like the whole way. I've learned like, I don't want a girl like that, you know, because that was really negative.
Right.
I don't want a girl like that, you know, because that was strictly physical. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I want. Like I'm trying to take all the good parts of all those relationships I had in the past.
For
you
sure.
Know? Like my ex, I had a lot of great points in there. You know, it did get really bad. Like a lot of it was my fault, you know?
you gotta tell me.
But I'm saying like that. I'm telling you like where I'm viewing the relationship. Like there's a lot of good points that I'd love to keep, and I'd love to take from, and I'd love
right.
to continue. But that wasn't the case, you
mm-hmm.
know. And that's why, you know, we had to cut that off.
Gotcha.
So, like where you're at now, like you're still only realizing that okay, like I can't keep doing this and expecting this.
For sure.
You know, I have to do.
That's.
I have to start doing stuff
that's
over here.
Insanity.
Yeah, do the same thing every single time expecting different results.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is. And it'll come. Everything always comes. Like, there's no point in, like, forcing it. Like, all right, so when I go to the club today, like, I'm going to do this. Like, no, that's not how it works.
No.
You know? Like,
trust me, I know.
It takes time.
I was just saying, like, I'm not yearning for it yet.
No, but I'm saying
just,
you're like thinking about like the stuff that I'm talking about. You're
like,
I've never experienced it.
Yeah,
like that's
like,
a thing.
What?
Like when you actually experience that, like I guarantee you're gonna send me a text or something going, because I'm gonna ask you like, oh, how'd that date go? And you're like, yo, like I think I really like this girl because like we were doing this and then like that. Like you start talking stupid like about it. You're like, okay, like I get it. You
gotcha.
Like this girl, and you're like, sorry, like because that's where it gets to.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling, especially like if that's the person that you want to go and marry. But I'm getting that damn cabin. Like that's my wedding thing. I don't care what the fuck she says.
Oh, that's gonna be dope.
You want to fight about it? I'm talking to you because I know you're listening to this episode
oh
right now
my
before
God.
The wedding.
You really sound like a crazy, crazy future husband.
No, I'm a good person. I work with kids. I'm great with kids. I'm a future husband. I got a cute dog.
Yeah.
I'm not controlling.
That's
much
crazy.
No, but yeah, like
I was gonna have one more topic, but
oh go ahead.
I was thinking children, how many would you want
moving after like
yeah.
the wedding and everything.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm vaccinating all my kids. All my kids are getting vaccinated.
What do you mean?
Because I hate anti-vaxxers. I don't... All right. That came off really bad. I was like... That came off really, really bad.
Yeah, like, you want them not off
I hate
planet
the,
Earth.
All right. But
I had a couple of those in my summer camp. Right,
yeah. So we can stretch this out. We can probably go over a little over the limit because we're running kind of close. But you and I work with kids.
Yeah.
We see kids a lot. We've seen, like, some pretty horrific things that's happened to kids. And we've seen, like, the brighter side of things. You know, we've done this for a long time. I don't know how long you've done it for. Like, 7 years?
Pretty much.
I'm, like, close to 10. So it's, like... To hear people say that they don't want to vaccinate their kids because they're afraid that their kids are gonna develop ADHD.
I've heard different reasoning.
It's a complete myth. Your kids do not gain ADHD because of vaccinations. It was something that a mom made up, and then like a doctor lied about it in a report, and then you know word of mouth spread around. So there's no evidence against it. There's strong evidence that vaccines help you. Okay. But here's my thing. It's like, if you're viewing that you want your kid to be dead over having ADHD, like, that's a huge thing. Like,
you're losing
your kid, like, altogether. The other thing is that there's new chemicals added into the vaccines, and people don't like it because they don't know what's going into the body. Okay.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, so.
And, like, they feel like the government, it's like a sort of, like, plan of the government to give you this vaccine shot.
And this is why you develop this.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Different bodies react to different things. That's a known fact. Put it this way. If you drink like 10 beers and I drink 10 beers and we both ate the same cheeseburger at McDonald's, you're 6'7", I'm 5'3", our bodies are going to react to it differently. Those 10 beers are probably going to hit me a lot harder than it's going to hit you.
Yeah.
Just for the fact of that, okay? So keep in mind for vaccines, different vaccines are developed... and sometimes they're combined in a way, so that way, like, they become one vaccine as opposed to two vaccines. You know, because this one vaccine can do this and more as opposed to the two.
Right.
Right? Viruses change constantly. That's why we don't have a cure for the common cold, because it's constantly evolving.
Right.
Polio has a cure. There's literally a cure for polio, and the guy did not, like, he didn't, what was it? It's that thing where, like, you take control of, like, what that thing is. So if every I can't think of the what? Word
bro
so,
what
no so like if someone invents a TV, he didn't put a thing on it so that way other people can invent TVs and they don't have to pay him
a patent.
Yeah. So he didn't put a patent on polio. Okay. For the reason that he wanted it to be cheap. That polio vaccine is like super cheap. I think it's like less than $20. Okay. And you're cured from polio. You'll never get polio, right? If a kid comes around and has polio, we're never going to get it. Mm-hmm. You know, we might carry it, but we won't, like, get the symptoms and, like, die from it.
Right. Okay?
I'd much rather have that than to, like, do other stuff. A lot of the older generation, their bodies can't handle that anymore. You know, so just because that kid is unvaccinated, you know, if someone comes up and gets that kid sick, that kid's probably going to die. You know,
yeah.
If that kid gets sick and we're, like, carriers, like, we might take it to our generation that's older, and we might kill them because we've carried that over there to it, okay? So, the thing I want to point out is the stuff inside of it, like, you can easily look up every single chemical in that shot. Like, it's everywhere. It has to be because it's medication. They, like, break it down by chemicals. You can look it up. You can talk to a doctor. You can talk to another doctor. You can talk to another doctor. Or, like, I don't know, you guys can't see this, but I'm, like, pointing in, like, different directions. Like, it doesn't have to be the same doctor at the same hospital, okay? You have a choice between the doctors you can talk to. You can talk to a doctor, no cost. You can talk to a trained medical professional, no cost, okay? A lot of the stuff that's pushed out is because people have fears about different things. But if your biggest fear is, like, the government is trying to control you, like, do research on it, okay? And I'm talking about, like, multiple sources of research. I'm not talking about, like, I went to Fox News. I went to MSNBC.
No, I agree.
I went to, like, the History Channel. Like,
I agree. But there's been cases where, I can't think of it right now, where parents have legit reasons why they're not getting
There are legit reasons. There are some chemicals that a child cannot take in. There are some cases where a child is allergic to a certain, like, medication, a certain vaccine. Like, that's legitimate, okay? There's nothing you can do about that. You know, like, there has to be, like, other ways around it.
you know, but those are the kids that are unvaccinated because they can't be vaccinated.
Right.
Like there's, it's a small group of kids that like have this. The thing about ADHD, one of my friends posted a comment on it because I posted an article and I'm very strong about like vaccinating your kids because I work with kids and I don't want any of my kids dying from polio, you know, that's a stretch, you know, or measles, whatever the case may be, in my program. Like that's devastating to have like lose a life that you're supposed to be in control of, but you can't stop it because it's out of your control, you know? He said something that like ADHD is one of those conditions where it's sometimes like tagged onto a person or a kid when it shouldn't be tagged on. Cause there's a lot of people like, and you know, working with kids, like there's a lot of kids out there, you know, it's like you're not ADHD. You like, you act like you are because you see that some kids are, you know, or some kids get certain things. And plus
when the parents tell them, they believe it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I do have it. So they start. So,
like, there's like a lot of reasons. And like, you know, sometimes like the doctor's like, yep. Yeah. Your kid has ADHD. I was supposed to be tested for ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
They said I had ADHD. My mom turned it down. I don't have ADHD.
Yeah.
Right. My brain works differently. I think differently. I process things differently. Doesn't mean I have ADHD.
Right.
I can pay attention. Like you see when we used to have meetings, you know, and I would sit there and ask the same question like 5 times and everybody's like, Jorge, like what, how do you not get this? And I was like, because it didn't make sense to me. And someone else had to explain it a different way. And I went, why didn't you just say it that way?
Yeah.
Like, boy. but it's like stuff like that. And like, there's a lot of times when people are like, oh yeah, like they're a slow learner. They're not a slow learner. They learn differently.
Learn differently.
Like,
yeah.
You can learn visually. You can learn by like an audio medium, or you can learn by reading text. That's like 3 different ways of learning. Like, I don't know about you, but I learned visually and by someone explaining it to me at the same time.
I like seeing, like, let's say, for example, they have instructions, like, in a vacuum cleaner. I like seeing, like, an actual picture of, or even, like, a video of them setting it up. And that makes me learn how to do it more than me reading a text. And I'm, like, in my head, I'm like, well, what if I did it this way? What if I did it this way? And then you're looking at it like, well, I just made up 3 or 4 scenarios when I just looked at a video and it looked so much simpler. Right,
and there's people that can like read text and like put the A socket into the B socket, you know, and it clicks, you know, and they're like, oh, boom, done. Yep, that's A and B. And I'd be like, where the hell is A and B at? Like, right. Where did you see that? You know, so like those are the ways that like why doctors and teachers and like so many people have so many hard times with like that kind of stuff. You know, so vaccines don't cause ADHD. Like, I will take that to my grave. I am not a trained medical professional. I need to stress that before people go around trying to, like, throw me under the bus. Like, Jorge said, no, I'm not a trained medical professional. But I've been around enough people, and I've done my research about it, and I've read enough articles about, you know, the effects of vaccines and what goes into your body. Like, there's plenty of things you can do to do research on your own, like legitimate research, okay? If you're going to theconservatives.com, like it's probably not like a reliable source, you know? If you're going to like, you know, democratsonly.com, like that's probably not like a reliable source for like getting your information. You know, if you stick to one news source to get your information, that's a problem. If you stick to independent news sources to get your information, that's still a problem because you're still not learning all the sides. Do you research about different things? And this applies to like everything else, not just like
the medical thing. I agree too, but I was going to give you pushback. I feel like it's to each his own, right? So you might have an opinion about vaccines, and let's say for me, which I don't know yet, to be honest. I don't know what I'll do.
Right.
Like you said, I'm going to research and do everything like that.
Well, we've talked about this before. We're in different mindsets about different things.
That's what I'm saying. So to each is, I feel like I'm still going to have that same mindset. So you might feel very adamant about vaccines, whether this next person cannot feel, he can feel very adamant about not giving his kid vaccines. And you both can be right in a sense, because let's say you both do your research. And like you said, so there's some vaccines that some people can't even take. So all I'm saying is when I get kids, I'm never going to tell someone, hey, don't do this, don't do that.
Right.
Because that's their child. And if they have to live with the repercussions if they do something wrong. If, you know, it could hurt the child in a sense, but they have to make that decision. If they feel like someone else made a decision for them, they're gonna have resentment in a sense.
Right. So the thing I want to point out is everything that I do is based on logical decision. Like, you're my boy and all, you know, but like if you say some stupid shit, I'm like, I'm gonna call you out on your shit because logically it doesn't make sense. Like, whatever it is. Like, if you're like, nah, fuck that bitch over there because she said that, you know, that I'm just a player, you know, it's like, wait, no, you are a player. Like, shut up. Like, she's right, you know. Like, it would be shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing with, like, you know, people that don't want to vaccinate their kids. I will tell you, I'm like, I have very strong views about it. And as someone that has worked with kids for a long time, in my professional opinion, I really, really believe you should vaccinate your kids. It is your choice at the end of the day if you do that or not, you know, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and force you, and I'm not going to, like, disown you as a friend or, like, whatever the case may be. Like,
But I was just saying, too, what if I came right back at you with some facts and saying, hey, this is why I'm not doing this, why I'm not doing this, why I'm doing.
Scientifically proven, like, I have the facts on my side about being vaccinated. If you show me the facts on why you're not going to vaccinate your kid, you know, like, scientific proof and everything, or, like, whatever the case may be, like, the doctor says, like, the kid can't take this vaccine, cool, I'm not going to hound you for that because logically that makes sense. You know, if you're going to say, no, I'm not going to do it, you know, because my kid's going to have ADHD, there's no logic behind that.
Yeah, I've never heard that, by the way. But
if you say, like, no, I'm going to use crystals to, like, cure my kid of, like, diseases, there's no logic behind that, you know, and I'll call you stupid on that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, if you come up and say, like, I'm not going to vaccinate my kid, it's like, why? It's like, that's my choice. Cool. All right. Scientifically, you probably should, but that's your choice. Like, I have no control over that. I'm going to be kind of upset about it, you know, kind of irked about it, and I don't want to have this conversation anymore because you already know my views on it, but, like, that's your choice.
Yeah, that's all I was just saying. Like, I just want people to know, like, I feel like you have the same mindset. It's to each his own, but you're definitely going to put your input and try to help. You feel like you're helping, in a sense. You're not trying to right. say, hey, do this. Because I know it's right. You're just like, hey, like, come on. You know, I've researched about vaccines. This is what's going to happen.
I'm saying it because I work with kids and I have very strong views about, you know, what should be with kids and what shouldn't be with kids. You know, because it's essentially my job, my life. You know, I left working with kids for a year and I couldn't live without it. And I had to go back working with kids. I work with kids again. You know, those of you that know, I have a job working with kids again. You know, I'm really happy about it.
Yeah.
If you know, when I get really passionate about stuff, I start to pick up the speed on how I talk.
I can tell. You were good.
But it's like, because I need to get that information out of my head fast because, like, that's how I learn and talk. If I, like, lose concentration for 80 seconds, then I lost the whole train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I have very strong views about what should go with kids and what shouldn't go with kids. You know, we can leave that for a whole different topic on another day.
That's what I'm saying.
We passed our time limit already.
We can just talk about how many kids and, like, our dream scenario.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I was talking about vaccinating kids.
You get on me about going off topic.
All right, to be fair, I only do it, like, a couple times, all right?
Like, you this, be
this,
like...
This episode, right, I did it.
We're getting off topic here. All right. But we went from how many kids you want to...
And I said, we're going to
do this.
I can tell you exactly when it started. You're like, how many kids do you want? I was like, I'm going to tell you first. I'm going to vaccinate my kids.
I was like,
and then you're like, what? Yeah. So that's exactly how that whole thing started.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right.
But
two kids.
Yeah.
Boy and a girl. Preferably the boy before the girl. Because I always wanted an older brother to protect his younger sister and to get in that mindset. And to get in the mindset of, like, it's like, your sister can fight for herself. Your sister can beat anyone's ass. Your sister can beat your ass. But you're going to sit there and still stand up for your sister no matter what. Someone talks shit about your sister, you give them a warning. If they continue to talk shit, like, your fist is your next warning. You know, like, stuff like that.
I want
my boy, you know, if I have a boy.
I gotta have
You know, I want my boy to, like, understand that as a male, he needs to be protective of, you know, the girls in his life. Because there's a lot of stuff now. Like, somebody said something on Twitter. It's like, the standard for guys is so low that you get praised for not raping, you know, your date slash your, like, significant other. And I was like, damn, that's true, you know, because like some girls are like, oh, thank you for being patient and like waiting and like not asking or pushing me to do something. I'm like, yeah, like what, like that's the right thing to do, like why are you praising me for right. something like that?
That's morals.
Yeah, but I want my kid to like understand that, like, and not just think like, oh yeah, like, you know, this is like the Mexican heritage, you know, guys gotta go and like, try to get out girls, you know, like try to like bang out a couple girls, like, right? No, like if you do that, fine, like I that's can't you. Control like my kid in like that sense, but it's like be respectful of it, you know, like if you sleep with a girl, cool, if you sleep with another girl, cool, like you're being respectful about it. I don't need your dirt, I don't need for your sure. name thrown under the bus, like damn, you're a shitty kid, yeah. you know, your dad must be shitty too, because now you're throwing my name under the bus, you know. But that's like my mindset of like what I wanted
for sure. You was getting off topic again.
Well, I'm telling you why.
No, I got it. So, me, 4 kids. I'm kind of in the same
boat as you. You're starting a basketball team.
That's not even, but 4 kids. That's
okay. That's
the starting 4. So, I want the first 2 to be boys. Then the middle is a girl.
Do you want twins?
That I would prefer it.
Like twin boys?
I would prefer it.
Oh, okay.
That would be good. But if not, I'll just have them like. 1 year after another. Yeah. Whoever marries me, you pushing them out.
He's like, they hey, jump so, on it.
We'll- yes. The first 2 are going to be boys. Then a girl. Then another boy. A younger. My youngest is going to be a boy. And I want them all close in age. So at least they can protect each other. Like you just said.
Right.
If the 2 boys are just in high school together, I want them... always constantly protecting each other, looking out for each other. And if the girl and boy, my youngest boy, are together, I want them protecting each other. So it feels like, you know, they're a unit and they're collective and they're helping each other out and they don't feel alone in a sense. That's why I want that. And that would be awesome. If I get more than one girl, I'm going to fucking...
I'm throwing cool. couches and chairs.
No. I'll be like...
No, I mean, if I had 2 girls, like, that's probably going to suck for a bit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
My dog is going to be my only boy in my house. But, I mean, I'd live with it because that's what happens. If I have a boy that decides to be, you know, that he's gay...
That's why I'm like...
You know, like...
Fine, oh, whatever. I wouldn't mind that.
Like, if he... Like...
I'm past that. I'm,
like, it's because you worked with kids. Like, you've seen, like, so much of it. You know, like, that changes your mindset and, like, what you see in kids,
mm-hmm.
you know? But yeah, I think we can like delve more into like the personal lives of like how we think like our kids should be living and whatnot. Yeah,
we'll probably do a podcast about like our, what do we see our future?
Right. Like after like having that first family.
Yeah.
And like moving on from there, but, wrapping it up. I know it was kind of long because I got really heated into something and that was my bad. That was my bad, okay.
This shit went from weddings to...
Yeah, congratulations, Brooke.
to vaccines.
Congratulations, Brooke, on your wedding.
Yeah, congrats, Brooke. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, I was really
it was
happy.
It was a good wedding.
Those of you that have weddings coming up, please invite us. We could be your life at the party.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you need a plus one, you know, let us know.
Yeah.
I would love to be... your plus one, whatever it is. I'm a great party person, and so is Kiwan.
Oh, yeah. People should know that. If
yeah, really watch our videos. yeah, shout out to Rain Raps for Rain posting Raps. That video of me dancing, because that was really cool. I really appreciate that, and it helps with everything. He's on Mixer, which is a streaming site. It's like Twitch, but it's mainly on Xbox. You can still find like other people that play on it. He goes live just about every day. Check him out. Mixer.com/RainRaps. RAYNRAPS. And that's also his gamer tag and his Instagram. He's got music too, so you guys should check that out. One of the next dance videos I'm going to post will be to one of his songs, which hasn't been released yet, but I got, you know, your boy got the cut and like,
oh,
I got that audio. But yeah, it'll be dope. Anything else you want to say?
No, not really. Shout out to Taj too for being on the last podcast with us And shout out for him for doing that video with me. I had an idea about doing that video, and I knew he would be perfect for it, and he nailed it. So shout out to him.
That video is hilarious. You guys need to check that out.
But yeah, shout out to him. I knew he would do well on that. And shout out to you, Jorge, for, you know, being here. I don't know personally where you're at now, but I feel like you're still at float where you can be in reality in a bad place right now. So shout out for you for staying positive and trying to stay afloat and stay strong in a sense.
Yeah. And shout out to firefighters, you know, cause they do. No, I'm joking. I don't think you heard it, but Taj said, he's doing his discount at his shop now. So if you go to his shop, to get a haircut, he'll give you $5 off. All you have to do is just mention the podcast. And he said that, you know, depending on how it goes, he might even give other discounts later. So definitely go check him out, because in the last picture I posted on my Instagram, probably the last pictures that Kevon posted too, like, we got our pictures from the wedding, and we look clean.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it mob ties in there.
Sickening niggas. Sickening niggas. Has to help. Get rid of you niggas. All right.
But, yeah, those are the things. I think we should have, like, a shout-out corner. I think that's
what yeah,
we should
just cool.
call it, like, at the end of the podcast. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much. We will be back in a week's time for the next episode.
Bang, bang.
I don't know what date that is. That's in March. March 2nd.
Maybe. Yeah.
March 2nd. We'll be there. Either 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. One of those. We hit the 10 spot.
We gonna get it.
All right. See you guys later.